I would have also voted against the vacation, but I would have done this so from day one. He basically flipped his opinion halfway through. So what I would have done is I see this as a constitutional issue, not a choice. They got input from the public, and the public is split about 50-50. But this is one of those rulings that you have to do within the framework of our Constitution, obviously. And there's just no way that can be done as is. I mean, you can't vacate a sidewalk simply so that protesters can be arrested. They use the euphemism to control the sidewalk, and that's just not appropriate.
Another hot topic in city council and in the city is the Rays Stadium. A couple of years ago, they wanted to build a new stadium on the waterfront. They withdrew that plan because of some feedback from citizens. What's your position on a new Rays Stadium?
I'm against a new Rays Stadium. If they have the cash to build it themselves, you know, then, well, hey, it's a free market. But in an article where some Rays representatives were quoted, they said they'd like a new stadium and that it would be between $450 million and $550 million, and they'd like the taxpayers to put up about 70% of that. I mean, I think at any time, but particularly now, that is absurd. I mean, we have real serious problems in St. Petersburg. And not only that, we have a perfectly functioning stadium with a contract through 2027 with the Rays. There's absolutely no reason to even put on the table of a new stadium. That was the mistake that the current council made, and with some certain secret meetings in the mayor. And there was a lot of public outrage, and it continues to this day. There's some initiatives, referendums to change the city charter so that the public could get a chance to vote on whether tax money will go into a new stadium, and a chance to vote on whether it would be in a waterfront park. The waterfront park is mostly protected now. So I stand opposed to it. I think it's just another form of corporate welfare. And but on the, you know, if they want to do it with their own money, hey, more power to them. But we'd have to modify our contract, and the city would have to be made good. And furthermore, I believe some certain community leaders, and particularly our own newspaper, St. Petersburg Times, they should be for the Rays completing their contract, not for discussions on building another stadium.
The city currently doesn't have curbside recycling. Is that something that you want to implement? And if so, what's the timetable?
Yes, I would like to implement curbside recycling. I've been for it even 4 years ago. I had briefly filed to run for city council and dropped out, and I even asked my opponent if I would drop out and thus avoid the primary form, if he would support curbside recycling, and he said he would not commit to that at that time. So I've been a strong supporter of that. I want to make sure the businesses also have recycling options. I talked to a business owner just a couple days ago that he used to have a separate dumpster for cardboard, and the city used to pick that one up for free. Now they said, you know, a few years ago they said, no, we're going to have to charge you for both, your regular dumpster and your cardboard dumpster. So he said, you know, what are his options? He just has to throw all the cardboard in with a regular trash, you know. So we have to make sure that we are a lot greener in St. Petersburg, and we take these things under consideration.
We're speaking with Leonard Schmiege. He's a candidate for City Council District 8. And the city currently, during the primaries, everyone within a district votes for the district candidates. But then in the general election, which is coming up on November 3rd, everyone in the city votes. Is that something that you want to keep, or is that something that the city needs to look at?
I believe the district, it should be voting by district only, just as it is for the primary or the runoff election. By forcing it to go citywide, each of the representatives have to raise a lot more money and have a much more serious campaign, which in our situation has the benefit to developers and the big companies, because they are the key players that influence these campaigns. Some of these campaigns for city council raise over $50,000. So that's an obstacle. Now, if you have single member representation, you might say, well, you're only going to look after your own district. To some extent, that might be true, but for the most part, everybody knows that most actions benefit all the citizens of the city and not just your exact district. So I don't see that as an issue.
And finally, what would be some reasons why people should vote for you as opposed to your opponent?
Well, there's two main consideration. One, my business is engineering consulting. So I know all about technology, the internet, the web. I fully support openness and transparency in government. If you see a few examples on my website, you'll see my opponent does not, particularly in these meetings where they got input from the community on the Baywalk. He didn't let the protester leaders or anybody else speak before the meeting on the first one. And the last meeting right before the vote, he could have, in the committee of the whole, he could have invited them to speak. He said he wanted to hear from all parties, but he didn't. So he truly does not believe in open government. So I do, and I want to use the internet to facilitate that. I'll be the only sort of technology expert on the council. Neither mayor has any real experience in any way with technology. So that'll be a huge benefit for the city. Furthermore, I've always stood up for the Constitution and free speech. And as an activist, I've worked to help straighten out our voting machine problems in the state of Florida.